This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, and you're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, October the 24th. What is the state legislature up to these days? What policy changes are being considered during the special session on jobs? We will get a recap of last week and take a look to the week ahead during this edition of our State Capitol Report. Our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, will answer your questions as well at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joy.
It's lots of stuff going on in state government and in the special session on jobs. But first off, the Department of Administration last week did ask state agencies and the University of Wisconsin to be prepared for more budget cuts. What's this all about?
Yeah, and the administrators who talked about it at the University of Wisconsin, or chancellors who talked about it, said that they were surprised that they were having this lapse. And, you know, this is something that in the has been fairly commonplace over the past few budgets, where the university later in the budget cycle will be asked to kind of give back some of its money to the general fund to fill a shortfall elsewhere. It's a lapse. It's not a permanent cut, but, it, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a cut. This year, it's coming on top of a $250 million cut, you know, a hard cut to the university system that it hasn't seen before in recent years. And so chancellors and, you know, administrators were saying that it's going to be felt especially hard this year.
Yeah, and the lapse means that revenue projections or the economy isn't going as good as we would like, and therefore additional money is going to be needed.
I don't know if there's a hard trigger that did it. It looks a little bit like it was to the discretion of the Department of Administration, that they think things are looking bad. We don't have a new revenue forecast from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau to kind of put that in writing, but they think things are going badly enough that they are telling everybody to prepare for, these cuts.
We will be speaking with a spokesperson for the UW system, David Giroux, joining us after 7:30 this morning, and we'll talk a little bit more about those budget cuts that affect the UW system coming up after 7:30. Also, last week, the Department of Revenue issued a report and hinted that the governor's campaign promise of creating 250,000 new jobs by 2015 may not happen.
Yeah, the Department of Revenue issues, and I mean, they're part of the Walker administration, but it's not exactly, the Walker campaign arm coming back and saying, well, maybe not, we're not getting at our goal. I mean, these are economic professionals at the Department of Revenue who from time to time put out projections on what the state can expect in terms of job growth. And it's far short of what the governor has been promising of 250,000 jobs during 4 years in office. They're saying that by 2014, the state will have only added 136,000 jobs in the private sector. A big difference. But you haven't heard the governor come out and sort of wave the white flag just yet. But clearly, that's a big difference between what they're seeing in the forecast and what he's promising. And that's a headwind he's going to fight against, whether it's in a recall election or a re-election fight in a few years.
Well, the state legislature is in a special session now dealing with jobs, a special session on jobs, as the governor calls it. But I heard a lot of complaining by Democrats saying this special session is not focusing exclusively on jobs. What is it focusing on?
Well, I mean, there's a few bills that have gotten a lot of attention that aren't focused on jobs. I mean, and it's not a, like, there may be or maybe not focused on jobs. I mean, they're more social issues. For example, one of the bills that got a hearing last week, one of those standing room only hearings where, it's pretty tense in the room. It was this plan that would roll back a requirement that Democrats passed last session when they were in charge. says that if you teach sex ed in a Wisconsin high school, you have to talk about contraceptives is one of the one of the subjects that you cover. A plan by Mary Lozick, a Republican senator from New Berlin, would get rid of that requirement and would say it's up to schools what they want to teach. And would say, though, if you follow the state curriculum, that, the recommended curriculum is that you teach that abstinence is the only way to prevent pregnancy. Mary Lozick testified in favor of this plan and said that this sort of respects the wishes and the needs of different school districts around the state.
Human growth and development is a sensitive topic and recognizes values differ among school districts. Likewise, instruction methods and best practices vary. Curriculum in a Madison classroom may not be the best practice in a Superior classroom.
Democrats, especially Tamara Grigsby of Milwaukee, who authored the bill that that they passed last session, said that Republicans were sort of hiding their head in the sand here and, pretending that kids aren't going to be sexually active and that they could just pass this abstinence-only, bill. And that would, solve serious problems, especially in, Milwaukee districts. Representative Grigsby said that wasn't looking at the science out there.
I want my children to go to school and learn about something that is medically accurate, that is age appropriate, and that is based on evidence that shows that we can reduce teen pregnancy and STDs.
So, Sean, what is the status of this bill that would essentially repeal this comprehensive sex education law?
Yeah, I think thus far it's had a hearing, and I'm not sure that there's been a firm commitment that it would pass the state assembly, only that they hadn't, that the Republicans there, majority Republicans there, hadn't caucused on it yet. But it has a number of Republican co-sponsors. Just remembering the vote from last session when, most Republicans voted against the requirement that you talk about contraceptives if you teach a sex ed class, and you could see something like this passing.
So, Sean, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but how are Republicans reacting to the criticism that this sex education bill doesn't belong in a special session on jobs?
Well, they're saying that that they are considering jobs bills, and that this is just another bill that this being considered alongside those bills, that this is a regularly scheduled floor session for the fall, and so that you deal with a variety of issues in that session. Something like this, pretty hot button issue, tends to grab a lot of the spotlight away from a lot of smaller bills that have passed the legislature without much notice. That it might be something as simple as extending the length of a truck that can travel on Wisconsin highway. The Republicans say that's a jobs bill. Probably not going to get as much attention, though, as what you're teaching your kids in sex ed.
Yeah. Another a bill that that passed in the state Senate would ban coverage for abortions if you have insurance through one of these health exchanges.
Yeah, these are the health exchanges that every state's required to set up as part of the new federal health care law. And so Wisconsin's is still a work in progress. But basically what the Republican bill says is that we already have a law in the books in Wisconsin says that state tax dollars can't be used toward abortions. This, to hear them describe it, would just extend that to these federal health exchanges, and that the plans in these exchanges could not cover, could not cover abortion services no matter what. Democrats voted against this bill in the Senate. Kathleen Vinehout, who's someone—I mean, she says she's against abortion. She's somebody who could have a tough election fight coming up potentially. She said that she's against abortion, but in this case, Republicans are playing on fear, and they've gone too far.
These are private plans sold by private insurance companies using private doctors bought by private businesses and private individuals, and this is a private market.
And the Republican sponsor of this plan, Rich Zipper of Pewaukee, rejected the idea that that it was altogether private when, in fact, you have the federal government mandating these health exchanges.
If these are private, why is the federal government spending millions of dollars to have states set them up? And if they're private, why is it states that are establishing the exchanges? These aren't private entities. By their nature, they're government-run.
So that was passed the Senate so far.
We are talking with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, about what's going on at the state capitol, talking about action in the state legislature last week during the special session on jobs. And we will talk about other news in state government and take a look at to what's on tap for the week ahead as well. And we welcome your questions and your views on what's going on. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly sunny and mild with highs today around 50 in the north, getting into the mid-60s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 20 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, October the 24th. This is our state capitol report. Coming up after 7:30, we'll talk with a guest about the newly announced budget lapses and how they would affect the UW system. That's coming up after 7:30. Right now, talking with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, about what the state legislature is up to, what its action from last week and looking ahead to this week. Sean, in the special session, legislators are considering capping attorneys' fees for civil lawsuits, or what's that about?
Yeah, I mean, and before you say yawn, you know, it's actually a pretty interesting issue, and it seems to be driven by a very a case stemming out of Burlington, Wisconsin, very specific case where you had a car dealer there, been in the family for generations, was sued by a high profile Lemon Law attorney. The auto dealer ended up having to pay extensively, you know, in attorney fees to settle this case. And so now they're behind the push to change state law that would put a cap on attorneys' fees. And, you know, when you hear how much this particular attorney got in fees, I think it's like something like $150,000 in fees for a case where the customer, you know, got something like $12,000. You hear that on its face and you think, wow, that's a lot of money. The trouble critics of this plan say is that attorney and other attorneys like him will be fine if you put this cap on fees. But what's going to happen is you have a number of consumers who, let's say you have a dispute with your landlord over a security deposit, or you've got you know, something you bought that costs less than $10,000 breaks, and you want to, you know, want to have your day in court to try to get that money back. If you have a cap on fees, the kind that's in this bill, you may practically, you know, for all effects, not be able to hire an attorney because, you know, that's what they're going
for. They can't afford to take on
your
case.
Especially if you're low income and you go into these cases and you rely on those, the promise of fees later in a winning case in order to get that attorney to take your case. Yeah.
This is related to tort reform, isn't it?
This is one of a few bills that's up on the agenda this session, you know, this fall session for tort reform that's being advanced by the governor. There's another one that would restrict certain types of lawsuits against drug manufacturers, medical device manufacturers. Another one having to do with kind of interest rates you get in jury awards. And it's sort of a repeat of what we saw, you know, history sort of repeating itself in terms of what you saw in the governor's special session back in January. And this was actually brought to light when the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was in town for a Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce banquet. You had a gentleman from the U.S. Chamber stand up to give Governor Walker an award for the package of tort reform bills that passed this earlier this year. He said that, you know, he had the pleasure to meet with the governor back in November after the elections, met with a bunch of other Republican governors. They all said that they were gunning for Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry when it comes to Texas's tort laws.
And I like to say that nobody caught up and passed Perry faster than Governor Walker, who did it in 24 days, which for those of us in Washington, D.C., we didn't have enough time on the ink for the legislative analysis to drive before they had already turned into law.
Wow. So, I mean, if it seemed like some of that stuff was moving pretty quickly this January, you know, that wasn't the chamber thought so, too. So that, I mean, that's just an example of that how big that bill was this January. I'm not sure how many people remember it now, but there was a pretty sweeping bill to limit lawsuits in Wisconsin. You know, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which pushes for this kind of stuff, it was one of the biggest in the nation. And so we're headed down that route again with a few of these bills in the special session.
Well, lots more to talk about and only 5 minutes or so to go. Let's talk about a few other items from last week before we preview the week to come. The League of Women Voters is trying to stop the voter ID law from taking effect.
Yeah, and they filed a lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court, you know, in the state court system, basically saying that the law as it stands right now violates the state constitution, state of Wisconsin's constitution. There are a couple provisions in the state constitution talking about, you know, reasons that you can adjust who can vote. The voter ID law basically doesn't fit into that mold, and so they're bringing that lawsuit in state court as opposed to federal court, where it might be pretty tough to win given how the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on a voter ID lawsuit in other states.
And the open meetings lawsuit related to the collective bargaining lawsuit, that's completely over now?
Yeah, and you will be forgiven if you did not realize that was still open, because that was the case that held up the collective bargaining law back in, you know, this winter and spring. Supreme Court said you can't use that case to hold up the will of the legislature, basically. But the district attorney still wanted to charge the legislators involved in that case with open meetings violation, potentially get a monetary fine against them. Judge Marianne Sumi dismissed the case, said that those legislators were never properly served, reason being that they have legislative immunity from those types of lawsuits during legislative session. And so they were just never served, that, and that case is done.
Well, let's talk about as much as we can what's happening this week. What is happening this week, Sean?
Well, you've got the full legislature in town, at least on Tuesday. The assembly's got some bills up there. There's a bill that would let retailers start selling beer and liquor at 6 a.m. instead of 8 a.m.
What for?
I think it's for tailgaters. I think it's to satisfy the tailgater.
Because we want to start tailgating at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I guess, you know, from what I read just in the news accounts, you buy a beer, you know, then you drive
to wherever you're going. Yeah, yeah, I get it. All right.
But,
so, all right.
But yeah, 6 a.m. beer. There's a bill requiring at least one member of the Natural Resources Board to have an agricultural background and three to be seasoned hunters, trappers, or fishers.
And what's the point of this?
I think there was, during the Doyle years, Republicans didn't like the number of people on the board that were, you know, came from more of an environmentalist background.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want people to have more of a hunting or agricultural background.
Speaking of natural resources and environment, isn't there a public hearing on environmental issues, mining issues coming up this week?
Yeah, there's a couple of big public hearings on environmental issues this week. And the one that you mentioned, there's something on mining issues in Hurley, Wisconsin, I believe, although there's no bill introduced yet, to my knowledge, at least not one that was out there in the public. So I guess that hearing will be talking generally about mining, but as of right now, there's no bill out there. So perhaps that could change, but it did.
Is a public hearing to allow residents from that area around the proposed iron mine to testify what they think about this idea.
So all the legislatures on that committee are traveling up there, and we'll stay up there.
And then there's something to do with the piers?
Yeah, and this is a bill that just came out, and I haven't had a chance to read the summary yet, but this is one of the job special session bills. It regulates piers, navigable waters. Environmentalists are worried that you might have something in that bill that takes maybe some of the more controversial elements out of the mining proposal that came out earlier this year, for example, and tucks them in there. But I don't know what's in there other than the fact that it has a number of environmental groups pretty concerned.
And you say that something to watch is coming up at the end of October. New state employee compensation changes are due out?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what that's going to include, but remember there was a memo out from the Department of Corrections recently responding to rumors that the state, the Walker administration, was going to change vacation rules. And the corrections secretary said, no, that's not going to happen. But you will be seeing some kind of changes coming out from the administration in late October. It's late October. October ends early next week. So that's something that could be coming any day now.
Yeah, we have just 30 seconds to go. What's Governor Walker going to a Republican dinner in Tennessee for?
I don't know. It looks like he's the keynote speaker at a Republican dinner there. And then he's the keynote at a Heritage Foundation fundraiser in Iowa this week. He's a big name nationally right now.
I guess so. Well, Sean, thank you. We will check back next week.
All right. Thanks, Joy.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio, state government reporter. You can hear his reports here on the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Classical Music Network. This is the Ideas Network.